Hello, I'm Toby Fox from 1.5 Million New Homes, the Local Government Challenge, sponsored by Redloft and by Waits. So the mission is to get 1.5 million new homes built, and the key delivery arm for that mission is local government, either as the planning authority or as a joint venture partner or directly delivering new homes. So I've been visiting a different council every month to understand what works and what needs to change to help councils get more homes built. This month, we've been embarking in Dagenham, visiting the council there in East London and its wholly owned development company, BeFirst. Since recording these episodes, a lot has happened at BeFirst. So I spent some time with the leader of the council, Councillor Dominic Toomey, and with the newly appointed interim managing director at BeFirst, Caroline Harper, as well as with Paul Nichols, the Managing Director for London at one of BeFirst's development partners, Waits, to understand their takes on the changes at BeFirst. Paul Nichols, great to see you. Thanks very much for joining. Tell us a bit about your award-nominated involvement in Barking and Dagenham.
Thanks, Toby. Great line in. basically, we became a framework partner with BeFirst probably 6 years ago, roughly. There are three partners, and the first project we did under that was phase one of Gascoigne, which we completed in 22.
What sort of scale is that for?
Well, I was looking at that, interestingly, Toby, and at the end of this current phase, we will have built 900 affordable homes on the Gascoigne estate for BeFirst and Barking and Dagenham. So a really, really exciting change. I was involved in the Gascoigne estate probably 25 years ago, putting in kitchens and bathrooms, and it was a pretty challenging environment. And if you go there now, it's got a complete new feel to it, and it's quite an exciting place to live and be, really. So I'm very pleased at what good regeneration can do, driven by BeFirst and Barking and Dagenham.
And we're here to talk about the changes that BeFirst is undergoing at the moment. But but actually, there have been some changes at Waits as well, because you're newly appointed, aren't you, in your position at Managing Director London?
That's right. That's right, Toby. I actually worked at Waits in a not dissimilar role and left about 5 years ago. The drive with the changing environment and the growth within Waits Residential is to regionalise the business more. So we now have three regions that do all the residential contracting and development. I lead the London region, there's a Southern region and a Wales region. So my current role is to drive forward and grow the business as both a developer and a contractor, which is really timely, ironically, with the changes at BeFirst. So there is some strategy around these things where over the last few years, Waits Residential has done a lot of contracting for local authorities in actually a fairly different fiscal environment. So when these things were set up, borrowing money was cheap for local authorities. There was a lot of headroom in their HRAs. There wasn't the same temporary housing crisis as there is now. And there was quite a lot of logic in people like BeFirst building homes and having all the controls over exactly what they wanted them to be. And we would come in as a partner to deliver that. The change is understandable. There is no longer the same cash available for the local authorities, and they need the private sector to help them deliver new homes and more great places for people in Barking and Dagenham and elsewhere. I think for us, it's attractive. It has its challenges, don't get me wrong. It's quite hard to achieve viability on schemes in areas like this. We know this from our own experience in Havering, where we have a programme of nearly 7,000 homes to deliver over the next few years. You know, we've delivered some, we're delivering more now, but the viability is challenging. And I think the Building Safety Act in itself has pushed up build prices, all for very good reasons. So what was already challenging has become more challenging. So I don't want to belittle it, but I actually think it's the right way forward for BeFirst and for Barking and Dagenham as a whole.
Let's just dig into that a little bit, Paul. Where are the risks in this change? Because if, I mean, as I see it, if the public sector is no longer kind of trying to catalyse development and growth and change the market in places like Barking and Dagenham, then isn't there a danger that some of that uplift that's been taking place just stalls and it becomes less attractive to development partners?
Yeah, I think there's risk and reward really in reality. So if you think of our relationship as a contractor with BeFirst on the Gascoigne estate, it's essentially for us a low margin cash positive environment as a contractor, as a builder. When we enter the development market, clearly we have to work our capital and there is a higher return but higher risk associated with that. Yeah. Providing that's done in partnership with the right partner, with the right cultural fit, that can be incredibly successful. You know, and we've got some great successes in that field, and we've got partnerships across London with local authorities particularly that are working very well because that culture is right. And I think BeFirst and Barking and Dagenham have now the development experience and expertise to be good partners, you know, and we will certainly be keen on some of the schemes that they're looking at coming forward as both an investor and a contractor. I guess if I'm really honest, 6-7 years ago, we may have not been keen on it as a developer. So actually, it's good timing. You know, it's something we'll be looking very seriously at. But it will be challenging to make schemes stack like it is right across London. And we will all need the support of the GLA in making them viable and work. And I don't think we should shy away from that.
Dig into that word culture a little bit. So what is it in the cultures of the two organisations, well, BeFirst and Barking and Dagenham Council as well on one part and Waits on the other? What is it that you're looking to make fit?
It's about fairness. And fairness is something that's quite challenging for organisations that have got to wear two hats, really. So if we look at where BeFirst is going, they are going into a business with a partner to deliver a sustainable community in a certain area. They will also have their leader and their council nominations to satisfy, whereas we've got our shareholders to satisfy. And that works very well if there's a relationship of trust and fairness within that environment. If one organisation doesn't see that, it makes it quite challenging to work well together in, you know. And that is about being open about the returns we need on investment, you know, a fair and reasonable profit. Yep. And it's also us understanding some of the political challenges and the needs BeFirst and Barking and Dagenham have, you know. And we've done that very well, I think, as a contractor on Gascoigne. And it's more than money. It's about adding value. It's about local jobs. It's about supply chains. It's about creating proper value in the community and leaving a legacy that we can all be proud of, that's resilient and sees a community go forward, you know?
Thanks, Paul. Caroline Harper at BeFirst has spoken about one of her priorities being to get at least one new site to market by this summer, and they're bringing a lot more sites behind that. Are you as keen as ever at Waits to be involved in those sites, assuming that they're appropriate to your model, or has the market over the last year or so and the changes at BeFirst and the changes at Waits have they changed your appetite for investment in Barking and Dagenham at all?
No, they certainly have. Really, we have a strong supply chain. We have a strong social value offering in Barking and Dagenham. We've had organisations we've now worked with for several years around the Gascoigne, and we want to continue working with them, you know, including the local supply chain. So as a business, we see it as an attractive borough to continue working in. We understand every borough has its own nuances, but we're used to developing in lower value areas. And I don't mean that in any bad way. In some ways it's easier than in, you know, we're also used to higher value areas, and this area fits really with similar things we're doing. It's about being really honest and open about not just the viability but what we can bring and the challenges that BeFirst have, and we will be as eager as the next one. We're fortunate the group does want residential to grow. They have investments within our business. We're very lucky. We're a family-owned business. We have no debt at all. you know, and we have significant cash funds. So it's a privileged position, really, to look at schemes like this with like-minded partners. And Waits does see business as a force for good. And you know, this is what we should be doing. And this is what they want to do, is work with authorities, make a fair and reasonable return and deliver more homes, whether they are affordable, you know, mixed tenure or for sale.
Paul, thank you very much indeed. It's really helpful to get your perspective on what's been happening at Barking & Dagenham, and really interesting to get your insights as well. Paul Nichols, Managing Director, London at Waits, thank you very much for your contribution to getting 1.5 million new homes built.
Toby, thank you very much, and thank you for giving us the time.
And that just about wraps up another episode of 1.5 million new homes, the local government challenge, sponsored by Redloft and by Waits. Hopefully that's painted a clearer picture of what's happening at Be First for you, so that you're able to watch subsequent episodes in Barking & Dagenham with some clarity. Those episodes are all going to be published every few days throughout the next month, and we very much hope you'll be watching them. If you do like what we're doing, please click like or subscribe, and we'll look forward to seeing you next time. Thanks for watching.